Recording 7.8.
These days, computer viruses are part of everyday life. But as early as 1940, a man called John von Neumann predicted that computer programs would be able to make copies of themselves, and he was right. This ability has meant that people have been able to create viruses which can travel from computer to computer. As we all know, computer viruses can cause a huge amount of damage. But what's the history of these viruses, and what kind of people write them? The word virus was first used by a computer scientist called Frederick Cohen in 1983. He noticed that a computer virus travels from computer to computer in the same way as a flu virus travels from person to person. The first virus to travel from PC to PC was called Brain in 1986. Its creators, Bassett and Amjad Alvi, owned a computer store called Brain Computer Services in Pakistan. They created the virus so they could find out how many people were stealing their software, and were amazed when their virus spread all over the world and became international news. Fortunately, Brain didn't do any damage and was easy to remove. But later viruses were much more dangerous. The famous Melissa and Lovebug viruses, for example, made headline news in 1999 and 2000 and caused enormous problems for computer systems everywhere. And in 2004, an 18-year-old from Germany, Sven Jaschen, created a virus called the Sasser worm, which he wrote in his bedroom on a homemade computer. It caused tens of millions of computers to crash all around the world and affected banks, airlines, hospitals and government buildings worldwide. The Sasser worm was particularly dangerous because it could infect any computer online and didn't need to travel via email, unlike earlier viruses. Of course, viruses aren't the only thing computer users have to worry about. Trojan horses, for example, are often attached to software that you can download from the internet, such as computer games. When you open the software, the Trojan horse loads itself onto your hard disk. It can then allow other people to access your computer without you knowing about it. For example, to steal your passwords and credit card details, or to send junk emails. So what do we know about the young men who write these viruses, people like Sven Jaschen? Well, it seems that most of them are people who...